Hey, and welcome to another episode of Geek the Mage, a 5th edition Shadowrun actual play podcast. In this episode, we continue on with the mission that the team was on. They were hired to steal a bike, and they're going to continue that. We had some little bit of difficulties in this session, not quality-wise, just one person was late because of their job, another person, Chance, wasn't able to make it, and unfortunately, he won't be in the game anymore. Just because his Sunday commitments are something, they've changed now that he can't actually commit to the game. He's still in my Dungeons & Dragons podcast, so there's not like any bad blood between us. He just can't commit to the game and doesn't want to, you know, screw the rest of the group over. So I was hoping that he would be here to be able to finish out the actual session, but unfortunately he isn't. So he will no longer be in it. We'll have a new player join us next session, but also in this episode you'll hear that Rob lost his power while we were playing. It just was a whole bunch of stuff that was working together. I thought we were gonna have to postpone a week, which sucks. I mean, I already had to change the hour back because one person had they had their thing with work, and then they were still late because work. So it was just a really weird friggin' session. We also didn't play our normal length just because I didn't know how long this second half would take, and I didn't want to jump into the new run without their new player. I wanted to have a good way to bring him in, so it's going to be a little bit shorter. I think I'm only going to be able to get maybe 3 episodes out of it, but it's definitely interesting. Had some fun with it, so I hope you guys will enjoy what we have, and I'm going to stop rambling. We can just jump right into it. So last session, you guys met up with your fixer, an orc ganger by the name of Ark. By the name of Gears. And he hired you guys to steal his chopper back from a rival gang. He had lost it in a bet, but then later learned that the guy that he bet with cheated. So he kind of felt that the bet was null and void, so he wanted his bike back. He informed you guys that he knew that the guy that had his bike was going to sell it the next day, so you did have some time, but, you know, he only had like 20 hours, I think, or something like that. You attempted to search the Matrix for some information on him and the area, but failed. So then you pretty much just headed there and decided to kind of do the good old-fashioned way by getting out and looking. Things were going pretty good. Neil managed to, you know, get spotted as he was scrambling up the side of a wall. Failed the first time, but you guys kind of started sneaking into this old school garage, which I will bring everyone to, just so we kind of remember what it looks like. So you guys were sneaking into this garage. And most of the group snuck in this door right here, where Fenrir was able to take out the first guard without any problems, without the guard being able to really say anything. First he, you know, slashed across his throat and then punched his dagger through the back. Punched his knife, this is a D&D, through the back of the guy's head. And then you proceeded to go into the next area, which was like the main garage part. And unfortunately, the same thing was attempted, but it just didn't work out so well. This giant gunfight erupted. You guys fending off people. Outside, Augustus was taking on 5 gangers that had been drawn by the scrambling up by Neil. And there was a whole bunch of gunfire going everywhere. Augustus is apparently just bulletproof, so he doesn't care. But we had to stop in the middle of combat because we just ran out of time. So we are going to kind of jump in the middle of the thick of things. A Molotov cocktail had just been thrown at some of our friends, at Fenrir and Neil. So they're in basically a ring of fire. Well, except for not so much a ring, but an area that's on fire. Madcap managed to escape that. There was one
ganger left inside and two gangers left outside. And where we ended last week, the people outside could hear the roar of dozens of bikes approaching, and not just like the kind of like the hearty, throaty, like chopper sounds, but I mean, like, you could hear the high-pitched whine of street racers and kind of like the in-between sounds of cruisers. So it just sounds like dozens of bikes coming in, like moving in unison, and they were coming, kind of sounds like they're coming towards you. But we're going to start off with Fenrir. And just give me one sec. Gonna be taking some fire damage, Fenrir. Because you in some fire.
It happens at the start of the turn?
Yes. I just gotta remember the exact rules for being in the middle of fire. Because I realized I did them wrong last time, and I don't want to make the same mistake. Oh, sorry, it's at the start of each combat turn, so you're not going to take it this round.
Ooh, even better. Alright, in that case then, I will kind of sidle past Neil and make my way outside of the fire up to the guy who just kind of threw it at us. And so I'll do a aim for the bonus to the dice.
Okay.
And then I'll do a called shot to the head with a single shot with my rifle.
Okay. So that's -4.
Right. So that's 12 die. Limit is...
Your accuracy?
Oh, 7. That's right. So 5 successes.
All right. He is going to attempt to dodge. And... Oh, actually. I was just going to start rolling what I thought it was. Just rolling random numbers. This guy's just going to have this. Where's my run one? There he is. Ah, yes, okay. I was about to roll his armor. So you're going to hit with 3 successes.
All right, so that's 12p. It's bonus 2p, right? Yep. Damage value?
Yep. Okay.
So that's 12 damage value and then a 2 AP. That's not counting the 3 successes, though. So 15?
Yeah, that's right? Definitely going to be physical.
Yeah.
So 15. And he just scored 6 on his soak. So this guy is going to be eating it large. So that's... Oof. Yeah, your one shot, while it doesn't... It hits him straight in the head, drills a hole in his forehead, and drops him.
Sounds good.
But that's pretty much it for you. Neil is just going to get out of the fire and kind of move over to here, because he's not here to be controlled. That'll be it for him. Madcap.
All right, so I'm kind of in a terrible position. Where's the remaining bandit? I don't see him on the map, or the remaining ganger.
Well, one just got shot on the head that was in front of you, and the other two are outside dealing with the brick wall that is Augustus.
Does he appear to be down, like the one that just got shot in the head?
Yeah, he pretty much just got shot straight in the forehead with an assault rifle, so you're pretty certain he's dead.
Okay, good deal. Which one of these guys that have gone down looks more important? The only reason I ask is because I'm trying to find the key to this bike so that we can get the fuck out of here. And I'm trying to figure out which guy is most likely to have a key on him.
I don't think you really got to see the guy that it would be.
Didn't he get shot at from someone through the door?
No, that was all Neil.
Okay.
Neil was the one that was getting shot by the shotgun guy.
Okay, well, I know I checked the guy that I killed over here.
Yeah, he's pretty much... He's now on fire.
Oh, well, that's good. Explains why I'm starting to get a little hungry. I'm going to move up here. And I'm going to check this guy for keys.
That guy, unfortunately, does not have keys. But you do find... On him, you find an Ares Lightfire 70, which is a pistol, light pistol. You find that he has a knife. He has a pretty shitty comlink on him. And he also has two spare clips and a, like, asthma inhaler, like, device.
Okay, I'll take the pistol. And, I guess I will calm link to everybody that's in the room, or I guess the whole team in general, since we can all hear each other. That
you
can
pretty much need... just yell at this point.
Yeah, right. We need to just find the fucking keys. So, yeah, that needs to be priority number one. But I don't know if I can do too much more after moving and searching. So
no, that's pretty much it for you.
Yep.
All right, I just gotta mark down what you took. That brings us to. Gangers outside. Starting with a guy that actually does have a gun. He's going to take a shot at Augustus. For as futile as this is going to be. With one success. So that'll be in a reaction plus intuition to dodge Augustus.
I'm trying to figure out how many negatives I have to my...
just what you normal what you normally have.
Okay, reaction plus intuition, minus...
Then, yeah, minus whatever for your encumbrance.
My armor. Yeah, it's another minus two, so... So, six. Well, it's physical, so...
No, dodge, there is no limit, as I realized.
I'm not gonna get to that point.
Alright, so... You managed to kind of move out of the way of this pistol shot that rings out into the night.
How? Well, that's confusing me too.
Alright, this guy that's in front of you, though, he is going to attempt to stab at you. He's taken some damage, so he's not exactly in the best condition. But he's going to get four successes.
Sure.
So you're going to be taking a minus one now.
No, only three successes on that.
Alright, so he's going to hit you. Fortunately, not with any net successes. Oh, sorry, with one net success. So you are going to take... So you're going to be trying to soak six stun damage.
Okay, and I roll body plus armor, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so...
Which is, I know, physically impossible for you. Pretty much not to roll higher than that, but...
Yeah, well... No, I suck.
Alright, so seeing that his knife is having no effect, he is actually going to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, he's just gonna die tired now.
Eh. He might live. But he's definitely not staying around to try to continuously stab at a guy that, you know, blades don't seem to work on. He's hurt, he's bleeding. He really doesn't want to die, so he's just gonna, you know, stab you and run. Normally you would get a chance to intercept, but because you have no more
actions,
pretty much. So that brings us to the start of a new turn, combat turn, as that ring of fire grows. Everyone's kind of surprised to see, like, the floor. Apparently in this shop they're not too keen on cleaning up. So, there's a lot of accelerant on the floor. And I know, you're very surprised that a group of gangers would be terrible at cleaning up, I know. I am just as shocked.
I'm just more concerned about the OSHA violation. That's going to come down on them hard.
It grows by a meter, so I gotta kind of have to do this.
Looks like Rob lost power.
Oh, well... That's awesome.
See, Glenn, you try to burn someone alive in-game, and it's got real-world consequences.
Yep.
Hell's yeah that he lost power.
Well, things sometimes, you know, power goes out in the cities and whatnot. But as this fire spreads, Yes, Fenrir is in the middle of it, but you also notice that it is now kind of licking at the tires of the bike that you are supposed to rescue. And I don't know if I showed this last week. Actually, you can tell that I didn't. But I will give you guys a nice little peek at what the bike looks like.
Ooh, fancy.
It's all glowy.
Yeah, you can tell that it is built for like an orc. Like, it's a little bit bigger than whatnot, so... But it's all, like, glowy and jacked up. But... Son of a bitch. Okay, I guess we have to wait to see if Rob gets his power back. If not, then we're just going to call it, because this has been one shitty fucking run of events after another. And I know when to give
Glenn.
Up. It's not just you, man. Chance isn't here. Now Rob has no power. It just seems like everything's against us.
I'm free next week if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, we might have to reschedule for next week.
I'll let you know right now, I am not good for next Sunday.
Oh, okay. Shit, son.
It's my girlfriend's birthday. I'm sorry.
Who needs girlfriends?
Do you want me to talk to her? Give me her number. I'll talk to her.
I don't think it's going to work well having some strength woman talk to my girlfriend about me being occupied next week. Like, hey, you don't know me, but I know Clay Hexen.
I mean, he if can't, you want.
He's going to be hanging out with me tomorrow. He can't.
Yeah, we have plans already.
Listen, honey.
I mean, if she wants to partake in our plans, then she's more than welcome to.
Yeah, bring her along.
Yeah, you know, it's her birthday.
She'd love to listen to you play Shadowrun all night.
All right, what about...
Saturday, I cannot Saturday. Do. I'm
not thinking Saturday. Okay. I can't do Saturdays. What about the 28th?
I'm free whenever, even through the week, if you want to do that. Except for Thursdays.
Yeah, 28th works for me.
I'm definitely down for the 28th.
Okay, because Thursdays don't work for me. Saturdays don't work for me.
Yeah, I'm in the same Saturday game you are, so they clearly don't work for me either.
Oh, no, I mean, I have a weekly game, and then I have the game that you're in as well. So, I mean, like, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern up till 3 a.m., pretty much is game. Wednesday.
Can we not do a weeknight? Like, can we do it tomorrow? Or no?
Tomorrow. Let's see, that's
Monday. Surprisingly, I mean, as long as we started at like 7 or 6:30 Central, I could do tomorrow.
Oh, Rob just got back on.
Hey!
Yep. I'm back.
He's back.
That sucked.
Okay, now that the fire has grown, we can all roll for initiative.
Wishing I'd go further.
It's intuitive plus reaction, right? And a die 6?
Yes.
The hell? I thought I had a initiative macro program.
I did too, but apparently I didn't have a character clicked. But my initiative is off the chain. Assuming that's a very small chain.
There's no way you're at plus 4.
Me?
No.
I might should be higher too.
It's intuition and reaction.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, mine.
Like, of all the macros I wrote, I know I got that one right.
And I have mine incorporating the fact that I have a reduced reaction.
Yep. No, I was more concerned about, you know, hers.
My shitty initiative.
Well, not. Yeah, that's pretty shitty. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's shitty.
Oh goddamn! Well, that doesn't
matter. Not everyone can go 4 times the speed of sound during his turn. Apparently, Fenrir.
He gets lucky on occasion.
If you have a fucking jetpack wedged up your ass, you're going way too fast.
Yeah, he's a speedy bastard. He is.
No, that's only when he uses his magic to make himself, like, super speedy.
That's true.
Meanwhile, the hacker and the wall are outside being slow turtles. Like, I'm gonna get ya.
Alright, so this turn... because the fire spread at the beginning of the turn, you, unfortunately, are in it now, Rob. And so is the bike.
Barely, though. I mean,
well, it's like a front inch of a tire, maybe.
Yep.
So that, so you're burning rubber? Is that what you're doing now?
Yep.
Out of morbid curiosity, how heavy is this bike?
Probably close to 1,000 pounds.
Hmm. Could I lift the bike and carry it out of the fire?
Don't think so.
No, because if we have to run, you have to carry me.
Yeah, but you're all fragile and light, so it's not that heavy of a thing.
I can piggyback real well.
The downside is you then become his shield.
Dude, we can go full Thunderdome. We'll go Master Blaster. It'll be awesome. Master Blaster.
Wow.
We can get Tina Turner to wear a big metal dress. It'll be awesome. It'll be fine.
So, Rob, you're going to do your armor value plus fire resistance of the armor if you have any.
Okay. And that's it? Nothing else?
Hold on. On your turn, you could choose to do some stuff to try and put the fire out. Or you can make an agility plus intuition test.
Let it burn! Let it burn!
But that would take a simple action for you. And if you do the agility plus intuition test, you can reduce the fire's damage by one.
Oh, just one?
Well, for a hit.
Oh, okay. If I do the agility and intuition, I can still soak it afterwards, right?
Yeah.
So what's the action when you do the agility and intuition?
What
are you trying to do? Right, but are you just trying to dodge out of the way? I mean,
yeah, pretty much. You're kind of like patting yourself down, trying to like hot step around. It really doesn't say like, but I'm just giving.
Okay, that's fine. I was just wondering because I mean it's like a blanket fire area. But yep. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. Use one of my simples for that. Is it a simple to search or is it a complex? So like if I wanted to search someone's body,
I'd say you could probably you wouldn't be able to do like a thorough search, but you could get some searching done.
Yeah, I'd rather not get hurt. I will try that then. So that is an 11 with a physical limit, I assume.
Yep.
For 4 successes.
Okay. Wow. So I'm going to need you to go ahead and do a armor plus any fire resistance you have minus 3. And you're trying to soak 1 damage.
You got it, bro. You got it. Dig deep. Critical botch. Ah, shit.
You catch on fire.
Wow. Okay. 7.
Yeah, so you kind of just, shake off the fire, pat it down. Your pant leg kind of gets on fire, but, just go a little, and it's out. But it's definitely getting warm in there.
All right. So with that, then, I will run over to here. So I'm actually going to step inside the door.
Okay. It's open, so.
Okay. And I will try to search this guy.
All right. You don't need to make a roll or anything. On him, just a quick little search of this guy. And you find, obviously you find the nice shotgun that he was using lying at his side. You find a couple of the similar, asthma inhaler things. He has 3 of them. And find a knife. You find a bunch of shotgun shells. Just kind of looking like they're kind of like across his belt in almost like a bandolier style. You notice that he has an obvious cybernetic left arm. But you do find a key ring.
All right. So are drugs expensive in this?
Depending on what the drug is.
Do I have an idea of what type of drugs they may be taking or what might be popular based on their gang affiliation?
Not really. I mean,
I had to ask. That's fine.
It could be Cram, could be Jazz, could be Nova Coke. They could be doing Kamikaze. It's not like deep weed or anything like that.
All right. And are all those low value drugs?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'll grab the shotgun, the keys, and I'll try to grab a couple of the inhalers too.
Okay. You can search. I'd say you can search, but you couldn't start grabbing till your next pass.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
That's kind of what he has on him. So let's take 10 off of that. So you're not on fire. You found the keys. And we come to the guy with the gun. He's going to take another pot shot at... actually, he's tired of shooting at the big wall that doesn't seem to get hurt.
No!
So he's going to take a shot at the woman that seems a lot more easily hurt. But he's going to roll.
So sexist.
Yeah. He just watched this guy walk up to him, stab him a couple times, and the guy with the chainsaw is just like, really? What are you doing? Oh, crap. Shoot her. Maybe he'll worry about her and not come after us. Ziri doing an intuition plus reaction to hopefully dodge this pistol.
Can I intervene?
So it's one success?
That is one success. Unfortunately, that is not enough to dodge out of the way. So he's going to hit you with two net successes. And that means he is doing 9 damage, which I think is stunned to you. Because I think you have an armored jacket on.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're going to be attempting to soak 9 damage, and you're going to be rolling your armor plus body, which is 15 for you.
15. No limit, right?
Nope.
That's 4 successes.
Alright, so you're going to take 5 levels of stun damage. As he kind of clips you in the shoulder, your armor takes most of... I mean, well, it stops the bullet, but I mean, like, just the force of the impact, you know, has you kind of hurting. And you're also going to be at a -1 penalty now, which affects your initiative right away. But, he is going to take the shot, and then he, likewise, is going to make a tactical advance to the rear. Would a coward do this? Bye.
Bastards.
So it's a -1 to all my rolls?
Yep, except for yours, like, soaking.
Okay.
But, Madcap, we come to you.
Alright. Well... the fire's not looking too good.
No, it's now covering most of the car. As mentioned, it seems like the ground is just soaked with accelerants from gas to oil, probably alcohol. They didn't seem to really give a shit about cleaning up after themselves.
Well, it seems like Fenrir is helping me look for the keys. So I'm going to go ahead and move about 4 meters this way. And I'm going to attempt to, you know, I'm not too sure what checks are involved with this, but I want to roll the bike back a bit, get it a couple meters back behind, away from the fire, until we find these keys.
I believe you can do that, like, most bikes don't have a parking brake on them.
I was about to say, I should just be able to roll it back. I don't know if you need, like a strength check from me.
No, I mean, it should be pretty easy. I don't... think. Once again, I've never driven a motorcycle, so...
It's more about the balance, actually. As long as it's center of gravity is between the two, inside the wheelbase, it's actually pretty easy to roll.
Okay. So yeah, I'd say you can roll it a couple, roll it back some. You want to roll it, like, back to here?
I want to move it at least... I would ideally like to move it 2 or 3 meters back, if that's possible.
That'd be, like, here.
That's good. That's where I'd like to move it.
Oh, damn, I'm good.
So I'll move myself so I'm with it next to the handlebars.
Yep.
There.
So that's going to be another 2 meters to what you just moved. So you're about 5 meters with this car. Oh, you already got this one, so I guess it really doesn't matter.
And then I'm hoping I still have with my...
still have a simple.
Yeah, I want to reload my Ruger.
That is a...
Even with the quick loader or whatever
The quick loader is a complex. but normally with a revolver, you can only reload a number amount of rounds equal to your agility, whereas with a quick reloader, you just do them all. But we can say, if you want, with a simple one, that you, you know, sling open the chamber. I don't know if you have caseless or not.
I don't believe I have caseless, but I know I fired 3 rounds, so I need to reload 3.
Okay. We can just say that you start 2, but you're not gonna. You'll have to spend another simple to finish.
Okay, that's good. Hoping Rob's helping me with his key search. I'm just trying to get the bike out of the flames.
All right. I totally forgot to roll for Neil. Oh well. I know what I'll have him do. Augustus.
Wait. So. Wow. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut off, but did you say tonight's Chance's last game? Is he no longer?
Yeah, because his commitments on Sundays have become something that he can't predict. Mm-hmm. He has to withdraw. We'll have a new player be joining us for the next session.
Gotcha. All right, my bad.
Hey, no worries. This is a good question to ask. Augustus is going to be a very simple wall and then move to basically be so. I move about 3 meters, about 2 meters to there.
Come with me if you want to live.
Get behind me. Get to the chopper! It's right there.
Alright, so that's
just my move.
You still got a complex, so...
I'm gonna go ahead and shoot at him. He's within my 10-meter range of my shotgun. So, let's go ahead and do that. It's agility plus... long arms, correct?
Yep. Plus any specialties, plus anything else that you have.
Oh, I got my smart link system. Is that plus one?
Well, depends. Do you have some sort of augment that you paid for with essence?
No, I got goggles.
Okay, so it will be plus one to the dice pool, plus two to the limit.
Okay, so agility minus my 2 from fucking encumbrance. So plus that, so 11. Limit would be accuracy, and my accuracy of my shotgun is actually not atrocious. But you have the smart link.
And your fact that you're firing slugs, not shot, I believe is what they call it.
Buckshot or flechette.
Yep.
And it looks like I got 3 successes on shooting the guy.
3 successes? All right, he's going to attempt to dodge out of the way. Even though he is hurting, this is the guy with the knife, his gun jammed, so he resorted to attempting to stab the big troll.
Didn't he also get chainsawed?
Yes, that's why he's hurting.
Might actually get my first kill, alright.
Oh, you do hit. While he's able to get out of the way, it's not quite as bad. You only get 1 net success.
Alright. Weapon damage is 11p. Armor penalty of an AP of minus 1.
Okay, so that's going to be physical on him.
Oh, wow. Goodness. I just roll I've done damage so many times. Just roll?
You don't roll?
Or no, he soaks. That's right.
Yeah, he soaks. You said it was minus 1 AP?
Yep.
So, fucking 2 successes. Shotgun blast rings out into the night, sending this guy like bucking backwards, kind of like folding in half, blood spraying everywhere as you just open up this large hole in his chest as he gets killed. But that is that's a simple.
And I'll begin reloading. Breach.
Okay, that's Pop also, slow. Yeah, that's also complex. So we'll just say this simple action, you know, breach and sling out the rounds. But that brings us to Gypsy. So Gypsy, a large wall of a troll is in front of you.
Righto.
You just watched him totally shoot a guy. Sent blood everywhere.
I'm not really okay with that. Those guys was shooting at me. Well, they weren't, but, you know.
One did.
Somebody did. Somebody didn't know I'm angry.
You dare shoot at me?
He shot my hair.
It's pretty good for Rambo.
Son of a bitch. Alright, she's going to move.
gets in front of you. Get out of my way. You're in my line of fire.
Vena wall. The easiest thing in the dish.
Yeah, now remember, she only moves like 4 meters.
Can she fire from cover and that be me?
Yeah, I mean, she could fire from cover.
I'm only interested in getting here and taking a shot at that other guy, and I get a minus one.
I believe so, just from distance. And a minus one because you're hurt.
Okay, right.
So you had a minus two. So that negates your smart link.
Okay. I can aim fire, though, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I will aim, and I will take the extra die. And then a minus one. And give me... limit of... seven.
Oh, wow.
For 5 successes.
Apparently you do mean business.
Oh, yeah. And then some.
Alright, so this guy's going to attempt to dodge, but only get 2 successes, because why not? So you're going to hit with 3 net successes.
It's 8p damage.
It is normal.
Minus 1 8p.
Okay, so you're doing 11 total, minus 1. That's totally physical damage. He's going to attempt to soak that. And as long as he soaks one, like he gets a hit on all of his dice, he will take no damage. But he does not. 4 successes. So he shot you in the shoulder. You return fire. This time your round actually penetrates through his kind of like vest that he has. And you just see like he kind of bucks back from the shot hitting him in the shoulder. And you can clearly see like a little bit of blood splatter behind him. And like you can see the blood is starting to run down his arm. So you know that you've drawn blood. And that actually causes him to lose his initiative.
He didn't get to run away anymore. That's sad.
So he's next round.
I think I'm out of turns or out of actions, right?
Yep. That is a simple to aim, simple to fire. So that's it for you. You did deal some damage to the guy that shot you. Bringing us back to Fenrir.
Alright, so I will take the shotgun, the inhalers, and the keys.
Alright, so Fenrir apparently just starts shopping.
Hey, it's just grabbing a couple things. I'm going to keep the keys in like my right hand, though. So after that, would I be able to like run by here and just as I go by, just kind of hit Madcap in the chest with the keys? You know, just like hand them off real quick?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right, so that's what I kind of want to do. And this would be a sprint. So he's going to be ultimately trying to get down to like this area, just next to the garage door, to see if he can find a way to open it up.
Okay, that's what Neil is actually in the process of doing.
Okay, so never mind. If I sprint through the fire, I assume I take potentially damage again?
Yeah. Imagine that running through fire could possibly burn you.
Hey, it depends on how quick you go, right?
I just want to do some measuring here, because you're running through like a 7-meter diameter ring of like area of fire.
But in his defense, he's going really fast.
He can run like 30 meters in 3 seconds. That's impressive.
To be fair, that is pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, crap.
That's like that's about the Olympic level of running the 100-meter dash, roughly.
So was Neil actually able to get that open?
He's in the process. You can kind of see, like, it's the old-school, like, chains, and he's hand-over-hand, like, kind of raising it up. So, I mean, maybe it's probably a couple inches off the ground, a foot, roughly, but, I mean, you do see him just, like, in the process of winching it open.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do it anyway, then. So, that's the only way I can get over this turn. So, that's a running check, right, to sprint?
Yep, that's your strength plus athletics. Or, strength plus running, sorry.
Right.
If you don't have running, then it's at minus one. And for every net hit you get to add 2 meters to your distance.
So that's 3. So then I can go up to
6 extra.
Yep, which puts me at 34 for the round. So this is about 5, so I'll drop the keys off to Madcap.
Yep.
Then I go...
Kind of like a... Whoa!
Yeah, speedy throw. Toss.
Now right up to the car and do the Deuce of Hazard slide across the hood.
Actually, wouldn't be a bad idea to get on the other side.
Well,
looks like they caught a little bit of air right there. That wasn't planned. Old boss, I'm gonna be upset.
And then I'll finish off over here. So that's another thing I'm sitting at. 21 meters moved.
All right. So running past like the kind of like the tires of the beat up car that they have there. You run past the fire, kind of, you know, you feel the warmth of it, but it's definitely not burning you as you just like, aah! And you arrive behind Neil, like who, as I mentioned, is like hand over handing this chain. But that is it for you. It brings us back to you.
So, yeah.
Your turn's done. Your turn again, then.
Yeah. All right. So he'll shout back to Madcap, get that thing over here. And then he'll move off to the side a little bit and help Neil raise the door quicker.
Okay. So that's 21. And you'd move.
I thought it was about like 23. I actually didn't even need to sprint.
Okay.
I looked, but oh, well.
Cool. All right. So with you helping, like, going over this thing, that starts to like super speed up, and I'd say if you do your both actions with you two combining, you manage to get this door completely open. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. The group is getting ready to get the bike out, but what about those motorcycles that they heard? How's that going to fit into things? I guess we'll just have to wait till the next episode to find out. As mentioned at the beginning, we're no longer going to be having Chance in the game. Once again, it's not because of bad blood or anything. He simply, you know, he told me that he couldn't make the commitments because of his new stuff on Sunday. So that's cool. He's still in my D&D podcast, so it's, once again, no bad blood. We'll have a new player join us on our next session, which should be a month or so, because this is a monthly game. So that'll be interesting. I think that's all I have to say. Please rate and subscribe to us on iTunes. We made it to number 98, and I'd love to get back up into the top 200, or top 100, sorry. I think we're about 170 now, but I want to get up there. I'd love to, you know, get up to the top 20, top 30. That'd be amazing. I didn't think I'd be able to break the top 100, but we did. So the more people that rate and subscribe to us, the better. You can check us out at our website, geekthemage.com. Got some information. We're starting up, so there's going to be, it's not as fully, well, I mean, it's fully functional, but it doesn't have a lot of stuff yet, but you get to see some pictures and whatnot. I think we're going to be bringing in another group and kind of melding, but more on that as it develops. So you guys stay safe in those shadows.